the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, a 31-year-old state police trooper is accused of trying to pay for a sex act involving a young female teen.
Shane Dempsey of Brick faces charges that include attempted sexual assault, attempted luring, and attempted endangering the welfare of a child. An undercover detective in Monmouth County was monitoring the social media app Whisper when they were contacted by Dempsey. Prosecutors say the trooper believed the detective was a 14-year-old girl when he tried to solicit sexually explicit images and also offered to pay money in exchange for a sex act. Dempsey has been a state trooper for 7 years. He's suspended without pay. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The U.S. Interior Department approved the proposed Atlantic Shores Offshore Wind Farm, a major boost to a project that would generate 2,800 megawatts, enough to power 1 million homes. The project still requires additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan, along with two state-level permits before construction can start. You can find almost all water bodies in New Jersey, rivers, lakes, and the ocean, but with easy access comes more potential swimming risks regardless of where you swim. American Red Cross New Jersey Region has a phrase to remember if you see a swimmer in distress.
If someone is drowning, they can pull you down with. So that's why we say reach your throat, don't go.
Year after year, the CDC finds July to be the month with the most unintentional fatal drownings. Now, the Rue Insurance Business Report. Federal Reserve officials at their most recent meeting welcomed recent signs that inflation is slowing and highlighted data suggesting that the job market and the broader economy could be cooling. Both trends, if they continued, could lead the Fed to cut its benchmark interest rate in the coming months, but more evidence is needed. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 23 points today. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. Download our free app and take us wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Well, you need the rain gear this holiday weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Tonight will be warmer than recent nights with a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. Very warm tomorrow for Independence Day. It will turn more humid with clouds and sunshine. We will have a shower or thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon and evening. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Partly to mostly cloudy, warm and sticky later tomorrow night. There might be a shower. Lows will be in the low to mid 70s. And variable cloudiness on Friday. A very warm and humid day with a chance for a thunderstorm. High temperature near 90 Friday. It'll be in the mid-80s at the shore. And that warmth and humidity will persist into Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy. Could be a heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon. High temperature Saturday, close to 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Flemington, 83. Pennsville, also 83. Freehold, 82. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvement. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor home improvement needs. Fencing, decking, roofing, and more. Surround yourself with the best. Visit bycarls.com. That's bycarls.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.